The WLEW, News and Public Affairs Department, now presents What Do You Think? Here's your host, Craig Routson, with today's topic.
Good morning. Our guest in the studio today is Steve Lowers. He's the Caseville Chamber President, event coordinator for this little thing they have coming up called, this is like a cheeseburger in Caseville. Is that what it is?
Yeah. Good morning, Craig.
Good morning.
Glad to be here.
Hard to believe it's already that time of summer winding, you know, into the downstretch. We'll be at the fair next week and then cheeseburger right after that.
Exactly. I love the Bad Axe Fair. I'll be down there for that. And, we've got all the, we're just crossing the T's, dotting the I's, and getting ready for a nice 10-day festival. Looking forward to it.
Making sure the pickles are crisp.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
No one wants soggy pickles at all those
cheeseburgers. They're lining the cows up as we speak.
Oh, that sounds gruesome. So what dates are they this year?
The festival is from August 11th through the August 20th.
You can't even, you know, many of the communities have a weekend festival, maybe extended to Thursday, started off on Friday. You need almost a week and a half now.
You know, we really do. It's actually gotten to the point where it's so large and so many people want to attend it, it'd be tough for everybody to try to come on one weekend. So we've extended it to the second weekend. And basically what we did is the weekdays, we threw in some more events that are very well attended.
Well, if you've, you know, rented a spot at the you know, at the park or whatever with your camper or your tent or whatever, I mean, it's nice to have things going on during the week, too. It makes the festival just keep rolling.
Yeah, in fact, a lot of fun things, and it's kind of unique because right dead in the middle of the festival, we have this little parade called the Parade of Fools, and, you know, they've estimated attendance in the area of 60, 70,000 people coming to watch the parade. And
in a county that has about 30,000
exactly.
Population.
I don't know where they come from, and I just ask them and make sure they all get home safely because it's phenomenal. You know, it's phenomenal. Caseville's proud of it. The whole thumb should be proud of it because, boy, it's really done a lot of good things for Caseville and the entire community, the whole thumb of Michigan.
You probably had a good PR thing with your local residents. Because,
yeah.
You know, it kind of crowds up that week and a half there where you're you have trouble finding parking spots and getting in and out of town, but
absolutely.
The people know it's good for business, it's good for the community, and it's just 1 week a year, and you can always just participate, and then you're part of it.
Absolutely. You know, you're totally right about that, Craig. You hit the nail on the head, because I, the last day when I do all my thanking of everybody, from the DPW to our EMT services to the police and, of course, our volunteers and our entertainers and things like that, I always end it with the residents of Caseville. I thank them for their patience, and you know, it's very difficult. You know, going to a grocery store normally it takes you know it's 5-10 minutes, and all of a sudden it's a half an hour, hour, 2 hours. I'm not real sure, but I do. I appreciate
all the beer
what
is
they
gone
do
gone
for
all
us.
The time. That's the other.
Yeah, exactly. You see a lot of beer trucks going through the town and things like that. What I'm most proud of, and our chamber is most proud of, though, is the atmosphere. It's the biggest family festival throughout the state of Michigan. We have over 40 kids events. Take a lot of pride doing it. You know, knock on wood, we haven't had any major events, and it's because of the fact that maybe the old days, first few years, maybe the people were kind of leaving their kids at home. Well, now it's the kids are making their parents take them, because they know there's so many things for the kids to do.
Okay. Now, you start off on the 11th. Is that a full day's activity, or is that just kind of a lead-in?
Yeah, you know, we kind of get our feet wet. The best thing on the Friday, other than our first Jimmy Buffett band playing in the evening, one of my favorite things is our Kiwanis Club does the best cheeseburger contest. And what takes place there is that all the entries, and last year I believe we had 24, they bring all their cheeseburgers to the chamber office, and the Kiwanis Club, the judges determine who has the best cheeseburger, and as soon as they get the winner, they bring a banner to their location and they get to hang it up. So when 200,000 people come into town and they inquire who's got the best cheeseburger, that particular individual gets bombarded, you know. I mean,
he better have ordered a lot of ground beef.
He better have a lot of. I know for a fact last year they ran out the first night, and then they ran out the second night, and then they, you know, I just said, you know, you just it was pretty incredible trying to keep up with the amount of burgers they were selling. It was great.
Now, you're selling that many burgers. Do a lot of them get the meat locally?
Sure, you know, yeah.
This spreads it out even further into the community, that way.
Absolutely. Yes, it definitely does, Craig. It's
besides,
a lot of the grocery stores.
Beef is always usually a little better than something that's been frozen and sitting around for a while anyway.
Yeah, absolutely. They do a great job. They do a fantastic job. And think of the amount of bottles of ketchup and bottles of mustard get sold around here, things like that. I think it's fantastic for the whole area because they get a lot of the meats from the grocery stores and the packing companies and things like that.
About how many people compete for this cheeseburger honor?
Well, like I said, last year we had about 24 entrants.
24 entrants.
About 24.
And they have to be able to produce these during the week.
Well,
because, yes. Because you want people to try the prized burger.
Right.
So
right.
It isn't like, you know, I make these at home and they are really wonderful.
Right, exactly.
And, you know, I can't make 800,000 of
them. Right, right, exactly. Well, I know Duffy's Blue Water Inn, for example, won last year, produced a fantastic cheeseburger. And the neat thing, the unique thing about their cheeseburger was, you know, you get peanut butter cheeseburgers, you get Greek cheeseburgers, you know, that have the lamb in there. I mean, pineapple cheeseburgers, they're all delicious. They're all great. This was just a plain, big, nice, juicy cheeseburger. It had your basics on here from the tomatoes and lettuce and things like that. And I know that evening, poor Don and Todd over there, there was a 2-hour wait, you know, to get a burger because it was so many people wanted that winning cheeseburger.
Yeah, then you got the bragging rights for a year.
Absolutely, yes, yeah.
To come up with something new the next year.
I know. Well, you know, it's kind of funny. They do a good job at our Ribstock Festival too. They just won it again this year as far as the best ribs. You know. We like food festivals, Craig. They seem to do real well in Caseville.
I think food attracts a lot of people.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
So you have plenty of new things going on. I thought we might want to cover some of those because a lot of the traditional ones that people come back for, the Parade of Fools, those will return.
Absolutely.
But each year you try to add something new. You may find things that weren't well attended. Well, we may shelve it for a couple of years and bring it back when people ask for it again. But you bring in new things to make it fresh. What's coming in new this year?
Yeah, you know, that is a fantastic point. You know, you don't want to do the same old, same old. You know, we do have our events that we do, for example, the parade, the cardboard boat races, which is phenomenal, the kids' day, the children's mud bath, things like that. What you have to do is you got to bring in new events, and we've got over 12 new kids' events just for the kids, anywhere from frog jumping to...
Bring your own frogs?
Bring your own frog, yep. There's a toilet plunger toss, and over at the hardware store, at the True Value Hardware Store, a lot of really nice, fun things for the kids to do. If you look through the schedule, you can see all the new events here. One of my favorite things that I've done this year is that we've always taken a lot of pride in DT Energy, who's been a great sponsor for this. On the first Sunday, we have the free kids' day. Everything is free for the kids from 11 to 3 o'clock. We've got probably four or five inflatables. We've got over a dozen carnival games. The kids get prizes. We've got Sparkles there, and what she does is she does the face painting, and she, you know, decorates the kids all up and stuff. And I wanted to add to that because of the generous donation from DT. I was able to do that, and we're bringing in an actual dog and frisbee show. We've got 10 dogs coming in. Scott Jones, the owner of the company, is fantastic, very talented, and he throws the frisbees to the dogs, and then they do the obstacle courses and things like that. So he's doing two shows on that Sunday. The first Sunday, which is the August 13th, the first show will be at 11 a.m. Then we'll start the kids' day, and then when we conclude the kids' day, we'll have a second show at 3 o'clock, all at the same location at the Wooded Island Sports Grill, right in Caseville.
And you start off Sunday with a worship service.
Absolutely.
Worship service.
Sure, sure.
Everybody's in town.
Yes.
You may not be at your own local church, so you do it all together.
Exactly, and it's fabulous. I've attended it a few times, and Pastor Gundon, John Gundon, he's there in the Rivers Edge Church, and they play music, and very well attended right down at the Caseville County Park. I got to give my thumbs up to those folks. You know, they prepare all year for us just as we do to get a large group of people in a 10-day time frame.
Okay. I see on Monday you're going to have a new event, Rock on the Matey, Rock Painting.
Right, yes.
Is that for the kids, adults, or anyone who just
That's for the whole family. That's for the whole family. Of course, the kids are going to really enjoy that. It's just something that the Keepsakes is doing for us. And, you know, the businesses are fantastic. And as a business owner, you want to do something that could possibly generate some business and bring people into your establishment. So you put on a nice, you know, little event, and then people get to come see your store. And the folks over at Keepsakes every year, they've got a nice 2-3 events and things like that. And all of them do. The ice cream parlors, they have their little ice cream eating contest, which is always a plus. You know, everyone enjoys that. And hula hoops and water balloons, and it's fantastic. Just about every business in town has a different event going on that's going to bring people to their particular establishment.
Do you get fights over who gets what day?
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, it's difficult.
Traditionally,
it's,
you know, the business, you know, may have days that are they tend to have more in-store traffic.
Sure,
you know,
sure.
You know, the restaurants would be weekends and others would be weekdays.
Right.
And they may want to switch it to where they're not around as much, so they have more staff they can devote to being out there, that type
Absolutely.
Of thing.
Absolutely. Well, that's a great point. I mean, you know, I mean, everybody would love to have 200 kids running in their store on a Thursday at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. You know they're going to be there on the weekends and stuff like that. So.
Well, I don't know if it's a really pristine glass and china shop.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah, I don't think they want to go there. I think they better watch out for that. You know, and then what you do is, you know, once you've got all these events planned for the families and, you know, your hospital, we do the, you know, I take so much pride in the free kids ID for the kids to go in there, and they go into to the fire department, and they get to go play around on the fire trucks, they get to see the helicopters, and the folks from Shure Hospital take care of the children's ID and stuff like that, which every child needs nowadays. And, you know, there's so many different things. We talked earlier about the blood drive, right? And when you go to a blood drive in the middle of the week, after maybe having a couple of beers, it drains out kind of quicker, you know, with the cheeseburgers. But
the blood people will ask, you know, when was the last time you had anything, because they have to make sure it's safe. I mean,
absolutely.
But people are willing to take a little time out of all their fun and festivities just to help others.
Yes, absolutely. Sure they do. We get a lot of support. I mentioned our sponsors, but at the same time, what we can do with that is I take pride, we had talked earlier too, about what it does for the community and what it does for the thumb. You know, I mean, hotels are booked. The stores are very well frequented. The funny thing is your local people will be driving to different areas. I know I've talked to Kevin over at the Pasta House. I mean, he's got a great business going during Cheeseburger because the Caseville people went out of town, so they drive to Kindy. You know what I mean? They do the same thing to Bad Axe in Port Austin. So it's great for the whole entire thumb, and we take a lot of pride in that. But the neat thing is that...
Well, you can get those winning burgers all year round unless you find out who it is. The people who are coming into town for the week or the day or whatever, they want it now.
Sure, absolutely. Yeah, you're totally right about that. The schools benefit from it. All our organizations from the Aquinas Club and the fire departments and even the emergency services and things like that, they all benefit from our festival. You know, it's very good for everybody.
Now, we've been talking about selective things going on. The full schedule, they can get that on the Chamber's website.
Yes, you go to CaseVilleChamber.com. That's all you would need to do, and you'd be able to, actually, we have a printable schedule, and we just picked up about 20,000 schedules for the festival, so those are going to be available through all the businesses through the town of Caseville. I had mentioned we have a season pass.
You can put market on your phone, and then you can get walked
exactly.
around and do whatever
Absolutely,
you need.
Yeah. And whatever.
I've often heard as well that sometimes you jam up the
That's what you got to look out for, Craig.
All these thousands and thousands of people converge into a community that's used to just 3,000.
Pretty
in
impressive.
The cell average,
yeah, pretty impressive area. when we can knock out the cell signal.
But let's not try.
No, we don't want to do that. They've done some great improvements on there. But with the sponsors, it allowed me, myself, along with our chamber, to bring in some of, without a doubt, the best entertainments. This is known as the Jimmy Buffett Festival. I call it a tropical rock festival because that's what Jimmy Buffett is the king of, trop rock. We've got half a dozen of the best trop rock bands from throughout the country.
And you change them up. You don't have the exact same ones coming every year. You may have ones that were really loved the year before coming back.
Yes.
But these are things you kind of have to book way ahead
because
people are out touring.
Yes. I was down in Clearwater, Florida. I was booking them in November, December. I was actually looking at the bands down there because a lot of them are down there at a couple of the different trap rock events in the Tampa, Clearwater, Florida area.
Tropical rock outdoors just really doesn't work in December in Michigan.
No. They all move south just like myself. It's kind of a neat deal. But last year I brought in a new one from Georgia, Jim Asbell and the Tropaholics. And I said, my gosh, goodness, I've got to get you guys next year. And I booked them right on the spot at the time that they played at the amphitheater last year. My favorite one is the parade night because we get such a draw. It's kind of funny when the parade's ending. Everyone's just walking at the end of the parade going towards the amphitheater. We have Jimmy and the Parrots out in New Jersey. Probably one of the best trap rock bands I've ever known. They've gotten all kinds of awards, things like that. So we're excited about that.
But when you talk about crowds like that, you coordinate very heavily with fire, police, and because things still happen. Mm-hmm. Somebody needs an ambulance, and it's got to come out and go through town or whatever.
Absolutely.
They have to know how to get around town so that they're not running into these whole crowds
following
the parade route. You coordinate a lot of this with the authorities to make sure everyone's safe.
Yeah. Well, Sheriff Hanson does a fabulous job. He brings in about 40 deputies part-time. You know, he brings them in even the part-time deputies, and we get about 40 of them on the streets to make sure ensure the safety. It gets so packed there, we just want to make sure that nobody, you know, pushes too hard, and we've got some rather large floats coming in, and this year's parade, we've got a great theme. It's the pirate. Mm-hmm. And
well, that's kind of fitting.
It's kind of fitting, sure. Jimmy Buffett's got a lot of pirate songs, things like that. And opening night, we're going to have a pirate best dressed pirate contest for the kids and the adults, men and women, and we'll give out some nice prizes for that. Pirates of the Caribbean is our opener. They're out of Ohio, but it's funny because Dave, the lead singer, he dresses into the different uniforms, like the sailor, but he'll have his pirate outfit on and. Hopefully he doesn't win. I want to see a good amount of people dressed up. But pirate is the theme. I'm looking for a lot of pirate ships in the parade, as far as the parade and beads. Pirates and beads, you know.
Well, if you're a vendor, keep a lot of patches.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, they have it.
I've had a lot of patches.
I have worn them all, yep, about patches and lots of beads and different things like that. And, it's exciting. You know, it's our 19th year. It just.
Now that seems.
Can't believe it.
It seems like it just couldn't be 19 years.
I know, exactly.
And has it really just grown steadily through that?
You know, it really has. It really.
You weren't two weekends and the thing in the middle to start. This grew because of the demand.
Yes, it did. And it went from basically just a 2-day deal when Lynn started it, Lynn Besmick. A Saturday Sunday deal, and then we added in the Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And then it got to the point about 14 years ago, we just said, you know what, let's just run it through a second weekend, because when you've got that many people coming, like I mentioned, it gets to the point where you're closing roads because there's so many people, such an influx coming into town. You know, I mean, there's nowhere to put them, nowhere to drive.
Well, it also helps with their reservations to where they're staying. You know, mm-hmm. if you're staying at the county park.
Right.
You know, everybody wanted the weekend if that's all you had the festival for, and then the week was kind of open inside there, you know. People didn't want to come on Monday. Right. This way, you keep them through the whole week.
Sure. And then, you know, give an example. People are calling up already. They're wanting to know which bands are playing which days. We've got Pirates of the Caribbean, Air Margaritaville the first weekend. Then we have Jim Asbell and the Tropaholics along with Johnny Russell and the Beach Bums the second weekend. So then they're going to start comparing what events are going on. And if they've got young kids, first weekend we've got the free kids day, where they get the, you know, the dog show, things like that. Now the second weekend, if they're cardboard boat enthusiasts, they might want to come the second weekend so they can build a boat and try to travel down the canal with it. Yeah, lots
of
different.
And they better make it look like a pirate ship.
Absolutely, yeah. Pirate ships are going to work out well this year. And then some people, they just come for the whole 10 days. And that's where it's a huge advantage, because our season passes now are $15. I mean, my God, you're lucky to go see a nice concert for $15. And here, this is for 10 days long. I've got bands playing every single night, at least one, if not two bands. And if you take that along with the bars and what they offer as far as entertainment, we're well over, and my day music, well over 40 bands, different entertainment acts in a 10-day period. We average about four a day.
Now, you mentioned the sheriff is, you know, heavily involved in this. The county is, too. You've utilized their beach a lot.
Absolutely.
That
thumbs
nice
up,
sandy
thumbs
beach
up.
Out there,
yeah, definitely.
It's a big draw.
Absolutely. The Hunt County commissioners are fantastic. I got to commend them for it. Of course, I mentioned the park employees, because you get to this type of year, you start losing employees, kids going back to college and stuff like that. So, you know, Beth, she runs the park over there. She's kind of getting limited on her staff, and that's why I mentioned earlier, every single day I've got a different class of the Caseville school going out there that we pay money to go and clean that hill every single day for them, to keep everything clean.
And that helps the kids in locally who could use a few extra bucks to back to school.
Yeah.
Not to mention, I think it develops a little bit of civic pride, too, that, you know, you want your town to be clean. Right. It looks so much better when you're done, and there's something to be said about keeping it clean.
Yeah, I agree, Craig. You're totally right about that. I think they take a lot of pride, too. I think, you know, being in a small town and that, one thing they can do when they go off to college, like my son when he went to Ferris State, Caseville, oh, don't you have that cheeseburger festival? So it's not like a little hidden secret, little town anymore.
I've had cousins I barely know who told me they've been up to the cheeseburger.
Yeah,
And they're from the Metro Detroit area.
Sure, sure.
And
yeah,
they heard about it, and they went up there for it.
Yeah.
And they were kind of expecting this big Bay City town, and then they got into it, and it's like, wow, this is a little town and all these people.
Right, right. I know every night at the end of the concert, I always obviously wish them, you know, make sure everyone gets home safe. But I said, I think I start out by saying, I don't know where all you folks go, but get home safe, please. You know, it's just amazing. It's just a lot of fun.
So basically about 5 in the morning, the parking lot finally clear before the next day's people start arriving.
Right, exactly. Exactly. Kind of like the parade day with the chairs. You know, I remember a couple of years ago we had to change an actual law in town because of the fact that
people were putting chairs out of the parade there so early.
2 days,
A spot, and you got to make sure people aren't tripping over these things and being a danger to people.
Yeah, it was becoming a safety issue. You got people coming out there on Tuesday afternoon at 5 o'clock putting chairs out for a parade that's on Wednesday at 5:30. You know, so we had to make it so you could only do it the day of the parade. And when you say that, you know, people are pretty sharp, thinking 12:01 is the day of the parade. So we have a little chair party at about 12:01, and you got, you know, 5,000 chairs going up.
Right. Now, so you have the theme this year of the pirate. Is this something you work out every year?
We like to come up with a theme, sure, because a lot of people like to incorporate that into their floats and things like that. And, you know, we really haven't designated a pirate,
you probably had flamingos, you probably had things
parrots and flamingos and a lot of different things. We've even had as far-fetched as alligators and different things like that. We had an alligator here last year, you know, and holding a surfboard, which was kind of cool. But
did he take a bite out of it?
Yeah, oh yeah, absolutely. So our theme is hooked on cheeseburgers, of course, you know, because of the cheeseburger and the parrot's hook. Next year, you know, it's going to be our 20th year, and I'm going to get with Lynn Besmick, the actual creator, and I'm going to say, you know what, time for you to help me. I guess I'm committing to next year, Craig, I guess.
I think you just did.
I think I just did, but I would love to be around for the 20th year, plus the 10th year of Ribstock. You know, we got two big festivals, and it's going to be the...
And they're food-related. We talked about that before the show
absolutely,
a little bit. The food really draws people.
Absolutely, yeah. Ribs and cheeseburgers, you know, that's the way to get to the folks. But I'm going to get with Lynn next year, and we're going to kind of go back to day one and for our 20th year and do a little bit of, a lot of new and different neat things for our 20th year. So I'm already looking forward to it, already planning it.
Well, but you have to still get through this year.
Yes, we do.
And there's a lot of people come there and have fun, and then a lot of you people are working really hard so they can have fun behind the scenes.
Yeah, we have well over about 150 volunteers. I have absolutely no friends anymore because if they're friends of mine, they become my helper and helping me do things. So it's very difficult to find friends. But
about July 9th, they start
yeah, it's like I got some kind of disease on me now where it's like, stay away from Steve because he's going to put you to work. We've got, just to give you an idea, some of the entertainers coming in. Phil May is a great steel drummer, and Jerry Gontang.
Steel drums are that Caribbean
sounding. Yeah, drum. Yeah. They look like they're really easy to play, but they just don't make the sound unless you know what you're doing.
Every instrument looks easy to play until you pick it up.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, but Jerry Gontang, he's from California. He's a great trap rocker. Don Middlebrook, great trap rocker. They're both going to be coming in. Both of them have won awards as one of the best, individual trap rockers in the country, you know, so... Great to see Jerry. I haven't seen him in quite a few years. And Matt Wall, I got him and Matt Wall performing together. Matt's out of Wisconsin. Jerry's from California. They're going to do a couple shows together. Jerry's going to open up on Friday night. And, of course, one of my favorite things as being a veteran is that we will be doing a military tribute on the first Saturday night We've got some tribute singers that'll be coming in, and myself and Sergeant Damrell, Kurt Damrell, will be, acknowledging our veterans, and that's one, like I said, I take a lot of pride in that also.
I would think the one thing you would kind of avoid in this would be fireworks.
Yeah, I know.
You know what I mean? You've got so much going on in town, and the place is packed. Where would you put it?
Right.
All that type of stuff.
Right.
So basically, the event is the fireworks, all the things going on.
Yeah, you're right about that. But, you know, I got a little secret going on. Is the second weekend, you're going to see a lot of really, really cool stuff, because I've got an actual light show going on the stage. On the second Friday, the second Saturday. So when you're watching a concert, you know, my sound man, Carrie, he's been doing it for years, and does a nice light show for me with the regular lights. But these are going to be a little bit different. You know, remember the fog machines and different things like that. It's going to be a lot of nice special effects during the entertainment on the second weekend. Also, we're going to conclude Saturday night. As soon as the concert ends at 10:30, we'll walk down to the beach and watch a really, really nice fireworks show.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Got
going off. Absolutely. Sure. Yeah, we don't cut corners, Craig.
Well, I didn't think of it as cutting corners.
I just thought, where
would you put it?
Oh, I thought
the
you
would. Packed.
Yeah, I know.
The whole town is
packed. Yeah, I thought when you said, when you mentioned fireworks, that you seen that on there. Oh, yeah, we got a nice fireworks show on the second Saturday.
Oh,
right
go.
On Caseville Beach. Right on the beach. Okay,
that's
so
that's where people should view it.
That's where people should. That's where they're gonna be. Yeah, not too close though.
Well, no,
yeah,
there'll be a boundary.
Yeah, yeah, sure. But it's gonna be right on the beach. It's gonna be a nice show. It's gonna be about 13 minutes, and it's kind of like the Bon Voyage. Okay, all you folks can go home now. And although on Sunday, the following day, our last day, Bruce Herman does a fantastic car show for us. You know, so we conclude with a car show. And
well,
the funny thing
have
is,
to do that on a day like the last day, Sunday, because if you did it during the week, you couldn't find enough parking spaces for the cars for the car show.
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah, you're right about that. Another thing, too, that's kind of funny is St. Rock's or Our Lady of Perpetual Help, the Catholic Church in town does a chicken dinner. And boy, that's a good time to have a chicken dinner on the second Sunday of a 10-day festival. I don't think I've missed the chicken dinner yet since they've been doing it. So that's kind of really neat, too.
And is that at the church?
That's going to be at the church, yeah, at noon. And you see a big line there. You know, people are like, okay.
That's right near all the action.
Yeah, exactly. They're like, okay, I'm kind of cheeseburgered out here. I think I'd like to get the chicken dinner. Perfect timing.
There you go.
Yeah.
Now, again, all of this is available online.
Yes, casevillechamber.com. Uh-huh. And you can print the event out, you can print the schedule out, or you can, like I said, stop by one of the businesses. I'm going to be doing when I leave here. I'll be distributing schedules and the buttons throughout the town.
Now, are there things people need to register for if they want to participate at this point? I mean, some events, you know, where you have teams or whatever, you need to know how many are coming. You may have to limit the numbers so you have a certain amount of heats and can do it in a certain time frame.
Yeah, you know, thank you for bringing that up, Craig. There are actually quite a few. You can go online and register anytime if you'd like to be a participant in the parade.
There's still slots available.
Exactly. But for example, like you mentioned, the beach volleyball, you need to call Ken at 989-963-0476 because they limit that to about 20 teams. Otherwise, they'd be playing volleyball
for
15
days.
Hours. Exactly. Another one, you know, it's a new event too. Is the it's a cornhole tournament. You know, do you do
those
the bean
getting,
bag?
Those
bean?
Are getting popular. Around,
they sure are. Yeah. You know what? It's a big money one. It's done by an actual professional company. You can get a hold of Chaz at 810-397-8680. It's $40 a team. Last year they came in for Ribstock to try it out. And I know they had a very good turnout. I can't imagine how large of a turnout it's going to be for Cheeseburger, but it's the second Saturday.
And again, because of the time constraints, they may be limiting the numbers.
Absolutely.
Get in right away if you've got a team. And the site and that, they'll tell you how many people you need for a team, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. You're totally right about that because they're going to be down at the county park doing that. And that's our last Saturday. We got a big, big night there with
now,
Johnny
throw
Wrestler.
Throw the beanbag into the water. Does it swell up?
I'm sure it would. I'm sure it would. Maybe he doesn't use beanbags. Maybe he uses cheeseburgers. You know, we got enough around here. You know,
or corn.
There's a new event. See, that's how we think about all these new ideas. You know, playing cornhole with cheeseburgers. You know?
Or you make the frisbees look like cheeseburgers for the dogs.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, we got the pet fashion shows coming up. We got, I mentioned earlier, the we got new owners at the Baywash Laundromat. They want to throw a nice big party, so I get to go over there on Friday, the second Friday, do a ribbon cutting. They got karaoke, sidewalk karaoke. You know, so it's like you can walk down the sidewalk and you can just grab a microphone and start singing, apparently, or something like that. Nothing I'd really attempt. I'm not sure about you.
No. I drive the crowds away. Okay. They'd be like, well,
sometimes it works the other way. It draws people, you know. So, holy crap, is that terrible.
Well, I remember the old American Idol. I'd be on those first few weeks when they had the horrible people.
Yeah.
You're like, what's this all about? Like the gong show.
I would be right there with you, no doubt about it. We got the another new event. You know, we keep talking about the new events, and it's called the Circle of Drums and Hula Hoops on the Beach at Sunset. It's the first Sunday, and the unique thing about it is that I've had about four people approach me. I hate to admit now that I'm kind of a snowbird, but what they do down in Florida on their sunsets, and, you know, their sunsets don't compare to our sunsets. Ours are beautiful. So what we're going to do is we have early entertainment on Sunday. We have Sticks and Stone, which is a good variety band, from 5:30 to 8 o'clock. And then we're all going to head over to the beach, being that we're right down by the beach. And we're going to make a big circle. We're going to bring bongos and hula hoops, bongos or drums. And they just kind of enjoy it. You know, obviously there's no alcohol allowed there. And it's just having fun for kids of all ages. And if things work well and the water's nice, maybe we'll get a nice little visit from our boaters with the lighted boat parade. But either way,
we get somebody to dress up as Alvin, keep singing a lot of hula.
Exactly. That's that's kind of neat though. A lot of people. And so I said, okay, so you're giving me this idea of doing this. So who's going to do it? Oh, aren't you going to do it? I'm like, well, you know, I'm doing a lot of things, you know. So really, if you want to do this, you're going to have to help me. So I do have a couple of them helping me. They better show up too. I'll be a little disappointed, you know. I don't have any hula hoops, so I sure can't hula hoop.
You will wring their necks.
Yeah, exactly. But you know what? I guarantee you that we'll have a nice turnout for that, and you get to take advantage of the beautiful beach and also the unbelievable sunset.
Well, and the kids these days may not even know what a hula hoop is.
Mom and dad do.
But the kids, they might, what is this all about?
Right. Is this thing?
Where do you put the batteries in?
Absolutely. Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah. No.
Give them a little lesson about how mom and dad grew up, and this is how we entertained ourselves.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you're right. Another thing I can mention is, I mentioned DT as one of our big sponsors, but you know, you got people like Thumb National Bank, Keenor Surf Shop, Independent Bank. You've got so many different Cap'ns, the Tree Service, Caseville Resort, Marina, Duffy's, Blue Water Inn, the Wooded Island. I can go on and on and on. Barefoot Wines, they're a new one this year. Randazzo's Heating and Cooling, you know, all these different sponsors that came in, and they're so supportive. They realize the importance of the festival for the community, the Thumb. That's why they're always back every year supporting it. But I think what it is it's also benefiting them because of the thousands of people that are seeing their banner, you know, Subway Clark. You know, and of course our beer company, Smith Distributing and Jerry's Distributing. I mean, they do a phenomenal job supporting it, and allows me to go and get the best entertainment out there. You know, we've become the largest trap rock festival in the country. You know, because of the fact that I've gone to different ones in different areas, and none of them are 10 days. None of them draw 200,000 people, and none of them have 6-7 different trap rock bands playing. On top of individual trap rock performers, you know, so.
But it works because they just don't support it; they participate.
Yeah, you know,
they become part of it.
You're right,
Craig.
They
hold an event. Mm-hmm. They're there through the weeks, just, you know, doing what they do.
You're right. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, no doubt about it. That's exactly how that works, and that's exactly why it's so successful. And I think another thing too is that, you know, we're all big time America up here in the Thumb, and that's what Jimmy Buffett's all about. You know, Jimmy Buffett's always done, he's just always been a very patriotic, you know, and we just kind of went along with that. And we all appreciate, you know, our freedom, and you know, it kind of goes all together to where we just go out and have fun. And what I love about, you know, being the chairman of the festival, and have been for 14 years, is that it's a big family festival. It's very important, and like I said, knock on wood, We at times in the beginning had some idiots, and you're going to get those once in a while, but thanks to our police forces and our EMT services, we haven't had any major problems. And I don't anticipate it, because you know what? There's more kids in this town than there are parents. So.
And you're on your 19th year.
Yes.
So do you get people from chambers and other communities saying, calling you up and asking you, how do you do this? How do you get this going? And I would imagine the first thing you'd have to tell them is you get the whole town and community involved.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. That would be number one. That would be number one. Especially we mentioned earlier, the DPW.
Maybe to find your own theme based on what your town's about. Maybe you're a marine town with the water and the harbor and all of that stuff. Yeah. So it fit well for you. It may not fit in a desert community.
Yeah, exactly. I think even in the thumb here, last weekend, the wing flying and pigeon, I think that was a great thing for him. I think it's going very well. The farmer's market, with the draw that does, produces in Port Austin. And, of course, the Huron County Fair, that's been going on for, a million years?
They're 149th this
is it
year.
Really?
There's sesquicentennial next year.
That's wonderful. Good for them, guys. Congratulations.
Continuous.
Oh, that's
interruptions.
That's unbelievable. That's absolutely phenomenal. And then, of course, Harbor Beach, they've got the Maritime Festival.
And a lot of other ones, too, but that's their premier.
Sure, sure, exactly.
And these are your premier, Rootstock.
This is our premier.
But you do other things, too.
Yeah, we had the Michigan-Vietnam Moving Wall here in town last weekend, and we had a nice little bike run where they lit up their bikes and raced their pipes and things like that. And we like to have everything. We just had a great triathlon, very well attended, well over 300 athletes that did that. I didn't do that. I had a bad hammy, so I couldn't run this shit.
You'd have to have the
hands
on hand real quick.
we do. We all the way through the whole year. We've got a great winter event, Shanty Days, and Pumpkin Fest is becoming bigger and bigger. That's a lot of fun in October. So we have a lot of fun in Caseville, and I, like you mentioned, I see a lot of great things going on all throughout the thumb. Everyone's got there. Even Port Hope's got a really nice firework festival, But I was able to attend the Wing Fling last week for a little bit, and that was a good time. They did a good job over there. I'm happy, and I like to attend all the different events. We got Bayport coming up, and I'll have that cheeseburger bus waxed up and ready to go into the Bayport parade. Yeah. I think that's next weekend, isn't it? Or the weekend
it's
before.
It's usually around fair time or after. They moved the fair up a week.
Right. Now, you have a fair. You have a parade in the fair, right? Is there a parade?
I don't know that they have a parade.
I'll have to look that up, because I got to get some miles on that cheeseburger bus. we got lots of beads, so why not take a ride here and participate? They like when we show up at parades.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah. You got gifts to give.
Right, unless you're a politician and you're in front of me and we're blaring the Jimmy Buffett music. It doesn't do him very well, But.
Yeah, just give him a flowered shirt and they'll think he's part of it.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we need to do what we do in our parade is all the politicians go first before the parade starts, and then we have all the fun floats coming in. But we get over 100 floats every year, which is extremely impressive. Last year we had a lot of rain.
Organization to that. Again, people go and they see this and they sometimes really don't think what goes on behind the scenes to get a 100 float parade going, plus the bands and everything else you have going in there, and cars with politicians in the front.
Yeah.
All that stuff. Yeah. You got to organize it.
Your grand marshals and stuff like that.
And, we got to get the fire truck ready because it's got to be first and that type of thing.
Yeah, and last. they got to do the first one and last.
And you cross your fingers in the middle, they aren't needed somewhere.
Geez, it rained last year so hard at our parade. It was unbelievable. And no one went out of line. And it was raining buckets. It was the hardest. Biggest storm I've ever seen.
Once you get wet, you can't get anywhere.
Exactly. And it's not going to rain on our parade this year. 2 years in a row, we got a little bit of rain on the parade. Well, last year was a lot of bit of rain, but it's not going to rain this year. And, we do everything rain or shine. There's nothing much you can do in Michigan as far as weather, you just plan it. And when you try to do something for 10 days, we were down a little bit last year, of course, because of the button sales wasn't as good because we had a lot of rain, but another neat thing that we have this year that the public has spoken, basically, and you got somebody driving in from Bay City or Saginaw or from Los Angeles, California or Florida, wherever they're coming from, and they're just here for the day and they want to see a concert. Well, instead of paying $15 for the button, you can buy an island pass and an extra bracelet for $7. And where can you go for $7 to see some of the best trap rockers in the country? You know, you can't.
It's like buying a 3-day fishing pass as opposed to having to buy one for the whole season and you're going to be here a day or two.
Absolutely, yeah. So you don't have to go and spend, you know, the $15, but, you know, geez, the people that are here for 10 days or even 3, 4, or 5 days, $15, I mean, that's in a 10-day period, that's a buck and a half a day. It's pretty cheap.
Well, I hope you get a good turnout this year. I hope you get good weather.
Thank you.
And
hope to see you.
Let us know how many cheeseburgers you sell, because that's a big thing every year to get that total.
We do over 250,000 most of the time, 250,000. I hope to see you.
That's a half million buns separate, you know, both sides of the buns.
That's a lot of burger. It's a lot of buns. It's a lot of mustard, ketchup, pickles. You know, it's pretty amazing.
But
pretty
you
amazing.
Relish it.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. That was a good one. That was good.
Well, I hope you get a good turnout. And again, congratulations. Next year, your 20th, you probably have a whole lot more going on. Just to celebrate that.
Yeah. Thank you very much for having us. I thank you to the radio station. You guys are always there. You're always fantastic. And hope to see you down there. And if you make it there, I'll get you a cheeseburger.
I appreciate that. Right. Our guest today on the program, Steve Lowers. He is the Chamber President, Event Coordinator for about 4 or 5 pages of events through the Cheeseburger in Caseville event. It's coming up starting on August 11th, runs through the 20th. It's just after we get done with the Huron Community Fair. Give you a little day, couple of days breather, and then you can head over to Caseville for all their activities. Coming up at the top of the hour, we will clue you in on all the latest in the news.
Can't get enough Keith, Carrie, Taylor, or Kenny? Well, get a double dose of your favorite country artist every Tuesday on WLEW AM 1340 with Two Step Tuesday. Back-to-back songs.